Raggedy Andy Stories Introducing the Little Rag Brother of Raggedy Ann. How Raggedy Andy Came. One day Daddy took Raggedy Ann down to his office and propped her up against some books upon his desk. He wanted to have her where he could see her cheery smile all day, for, as you must surely know, smiles and happiness are truly catching. Daddy wished to catch a whole lot of Raggedy Ann's cheeriness and happiness and put all this down on paper, so that those who did not have Raggedy Ann dolls might see just how happy and smiling a rag doll can be. So Raggedy Ann stayed at Daddy's studio for 3 or 4 days. She was missed very, very much at home, and Marcella really longed for her, but knew that Daddy was borrowing some of Raggedy Ann's sunshine, so she did not complain. Raggedy Ann did not complain either, for in addition to the sunny, happy smile she always wore, it was painted on. Raggedy Ann had a candy heart, and of course no one, not even a rag doll, ever complains if they have such happiness about them. One evening, just as Daddy was finishing his day's work, a messenger boy came with a package, a nice, soft lumpy package. Daddy opened the nice, soft lumpy package and found a letter. Grandma had told Daddy, long before this, that at the time Raggedy Ann was made, a neighbor lady had made a boy doll, Raggedy Andy, for her little girl, who always played with Grandma. And when Grandma told Daddy this, she wondered whatever had become of her little playmate and the boy doll, Raggedy Andy. After reading the letter, Daddy opened the other package which had been inside the nice, soft, lumpy package and found Raggedy Andy. Raggedy Andy had been carefully folded up. His soft, loppy arms were folded up in front of him and his soft, loppy legs were folded over his soft, loppy arms, and they were held this way by a rubber band. Raggedy Andy must have wondered why he was being done up this way, but it could not have caused him any worry, for in between where his feet came over his face, Daddy saw his cheery smile. After slipping off the rubber band, Daddy smoothed out the wrinkles in Raggedy Andy's arms and legs. Then Daddy propped Raggedy Ann and Raggedy Andy up against books on his desk, so that they sat facing each other, Raggedy Ann's shoe button eyes looking straight into the shoe button eyes of Raggedy Andy. They could not speak, not right out before a real person, so they just sat there and smiled at each other. Daddy could not help reaching out his hands and feeling their throats. Yes. There was a lump in Raggedy Ann's throat, and there was a lump in Raggedy Andy's throat. A cotton lump, to be sure, but a lump nevertheless. So, Raggedy Ann, and Raggedy Andy, that is why you cannot talk, is it? Said Daddy. I will go away and let you have your visit to yourselves, although it is good to sit and share your happiness by watching you. Daddy then took the rubber band and placed it around Raggedy Ann's right hand, and around Raggedy Andy's right hand, so that when he had it fixed properly they sat and held each other's hands. Daddy knew they would wish to tell each other all the wonderful things that had happened to them since they had parted more than 50 years before. So, locking his studio door, Daddy left the two old rag dolls looking into each other's eyes. The next morning, when Daddy unlocked his door and looked at his desk, he saw that Raggedy Andy had fallen over so that he lay with his head in the bend of Raggedy Ann's arm. The nursery dance. When Raggedy Andy was first brought to the nursery, he was very quiet. Raggedy Andy did not speak all day, but he smiled pleasantly to all the other dolls. There was Raggedy Ann, the French doll, Henny, the little Dutch doll, Uncle Clem, and a few others. Some of the dolls were without arms and legs. One had a cracked head. She was a nice doll, though, and the others all liked her very much. All of them had cried the night Susan, that was her name, fell off the toy box and cracked her china head. Raggedy Andy did not speak all day. But there was really nothing strange about this fact, after all. None of the other dolls spoke all day, either. Marcella had played in the nursery all day and of course they did not speak in front of her. Marcella thought they did, though, and often had them saying things which they really were not even thinking of. For instance, when Marcella served water with sugar in it and little oyster crackers for tea, Raggedy Andy was thinking of Raggedy Ann, and the French doll was thinking of one time when Fido was lost. Marcella took the French doll's hand, and passed a cup of tea to Raggedy Andy, and said, "Mr. Raggedy Andy, will you have another cup of tea?" As if the French doll was talking. And then Marcella answered for Raggedy Andy, "Oh, yes, thank you. It is so delicious." Neither the French doll nor Raggedy Andy knew what was going on, for they were thinking real hard to themselves. Nor did they drink the tea when it was poured for them. Marcella drank it instead. Perhaps this was just as well, for, most of the dolls were moist inside from the tea of the day before. Marcella did not always drink all of the tea, often she poured a little down their mouths. Sugar and water, if taken in small quantities, would not give the dolls colic, Marcella would tell them, but she did not know that it made their cotton, or sawdust insides, quite sticky. Quite often, too, Marcella forgot to wash their faces after a tea, and Fido would do it for them when he came into the nursery and found the dolls with sweets upon their faces. Really, Fido was quite a help in this way, but he often missed the corners of their eyes and the backs of their necks where the tea would run and get sticky. But he did his best and saved his little mistress a lot of work. No, Raggedy Andy did not speak, he merely thought a great deal. One can, you know, when one has been a rag doll as long as Raggedy Andy had. Years and years and years and years. Even Raggedy Ann, with all her wisdom, did not really know how long Raggedy Andy and she had been rag dolls. If Raggedy Ann had a pencil in her rag hand and Marcella guided it for her, Raggedy Ann could count up to 10, sometimes. But why should one worry one's rag head about one's age when all one's life has been one happy experience after another, with each day filled with love and sunshine? Raggedy Andy did not know his age, but he remembered many things that had happened years and years and years ago, when he and Raggedy Ann were quite young. It was of these pleasant times Raggedy Andy was thinking all day, and this was the reason he did not notice that Marcella was speaking for him. Raggedy Andy could patiently wait until Marcella put all the dollies to bed and left them for the night, alone in the nursery. The day might have passed very slowly had it not been for the happy memories which filled Raggedy Andy's cotton-stuffed head. But he did not even fidget. Of course, he fell out of his chair once, and his shoe button eyes went click against the floor, but it wasn't his fault. Raggedy Andy was so loppy he could hardly be placed in a chair so that he would stay, and Marcella jiggled the table. Marcella cried for Raggedy Andy, awa, awa, and picked him up and snuggled him and scolded Uncle Clem for jiggling the table. Through all this Raggedy Andy kept right on thinking his pleasant thoughts, and really did not know he had fallen from the chair. You see how easy it is to pass over the little bumps of life if we are happy inside. And so Raggedy Andy was quiet all day, and so the day finally passed. Raggedy Andy was given one of Uncle Clem's clean white nighties and shared Uncle Clem's bed. Marcella kissed them all goodnight and left them to sleep until morning. But as soon as she had left the room all the dolls raised up in their beds. When their little mistress' footsteps passed out of hearing, all the dollies jumped out of their beds and gathered around Raggedy Andy. Raggedy Ann introduced them one by one and Raggedy Andy shook hands with each. "I'm very happy to know you all," he said, in a voice as kindly as Raggedy Ann's, "and I hope we will all like each other as much as Raggedy Ann and I have always liked each other." "Oh, indeed we shall," the dollies all answered. "We love Raggedy Ann because she is so kindly and happy, and we know we shall like you too, for you talk like Raggedy Ann and have the same cheery smile. Now that we know each other so well, what do you say to a game, Uncle Clem?" Raggedy Andy cried, as he caught Uncle Clem and danced about the floor. Henny, the Dutch doll, dragged the little square music box out into the center of the room and wound it up. Then all, catching hands, danced in a circle around it, laughing and shouting in their tiny doll voices. "That was lots of fun," Raggedy Andy said, when the music stopped and all the dolls had taken seats upon the floor facing him. "You know I have been shut up in a trunk up in an attic for years and years and years. Wasn't it very lonesome in the trunk all that time?" Susan asked in her queer little cracked voice. You see, her head had been cracked. "Oh, not at all," Raggedy Andy replied, "for there was always a nest of mice down in the corner of the trunk. Cute little mama and daddy mice, and lots of little teeny weeny baby mice. And when the mama and daddy mice were away, I used to cuddle the tiny little baby mice." "No wonder you were never lonesome," said Uncle Clem, who was very kind and loved everybody and everything. "No, I was never lonesome in the old trunk in the attic, but it is far more pleasant to be out again and living here with all you nice friends," said Raggedy Andy. And all the dolls thought so too, for already they loved Raggedy Andy's happy smile and knew he would prove to be as kindly and lovable as Raggedy Ann. The spinning wheel one night, after all the household had settled down to sleep, Raggedy Andy sat up in bed and tickled Uncle Clem. Uncle Clem twisted and wiggled in his sleep until finally he could stand it no longer and awakened. "I dreamed that someone told me the funniest story," said Uncle Clem, "but I cannot remember what it was." "I was tickling you," laughed Raggedy Andy. When the other dolls in the nursery heard Raggedy Andy and Uncle Clem talking, they too sat up in their beds. "We've been so quiet all day, said Raggedy Andy. Let's have a good romp. This suggestion suited all the dolls, so they jumped out of their beds and ran over towards Raggedy Andy's and Uncle Clem's little bed. Raggedy Andy, always in for fun, threw his pillow at Henny, the Dutch doll. Henny did not see the pillow coming towards him, so he was knocked head over heels. Henny always said mama when he was tilted backward or forward, and when the pillow rolled him over and over, he cried, mama, mama, mama. It was not because it hurt him, for you know Santa Claus always sees to it that each doll he makes in his great workshop is covered with a very magical wish, and this wish always keeps them from getting hurt. Henny could talk just as well as any of the other dolls when he was standing up, sitting, or lying down, but if he was being tipped forward and backward, all he could say was, mama. This amused Henny as much as it did the other dolls, so when he jumped to his feet he laughed and threw the pillow back at Raggedy Andy.